We won't take a break in between quarters. But, I mean, that third quarter really flew by, honestly. What did you see out of that third quarter that you liked?
Do I have to keep repeating the same things again? Because
you don't have to. If it's obvious, we don't have to.
It's just the Beavers have just been playing so well. They've been playing well-rounded football.
Yeah.
There's nothing going wrong with them. They have had their miscues, not as bad as Defiance has been having them. And they look to be punting. No?
I think he is punting. The first time he's actually pretty far back. A short punt, pretty big hang time. Brian Coleman Jr. with the return, and he gets over the 50, and he's trying to fight out of the.
Is that not a horse collar?
Yeah, he got grabbed right at the back of the jersey. They're trying to. There's another Yellow Jacket being helped off the field by his own teammates. Unless they're trying to separate him from starting something.
He's limping off.
Oh, yeah. Nope, you're right. I see it. That's unfortunate. Hopefully the big man gets healthy.
That's another Yellow Jacket down.
That's three in a span of, what, 5 minutes?
Yeah. It's. But at least the senior running back has been seen back so far.
Yeah.
Let's hope this man is all right and he can come back into the game.
So it looks like Zachary Nobis's day at quarterback is done. Plummy Gardner is in with four wide and Drake Campbell on his right side. He hands the ball off to Campbell on the sweep. Tries to get out of. He's losing yards. Defiance was there trying to get him behind the line, but he might have got back to the original line of scrimmage unless. No, they are calling him, what, 4 yards short? 3 yards short?
Three.
Or not short, but behind?
Three. They lost a three on the play. Bluffton taking their sweet old time right now.
That's what you want to see here in the fourth quarter with a big lead.
Yeah.
14 minutes here to play. Plummy has four wide, two on each side of the field. He has Drake Campbell on his left hip. Gets the snap, looking to throw. And almost intercepted. He was looking for D'Angelo Woods over the middle and was almost picked off by number 11 on Defiance. That was Jalen Neely, the senior linebacker, almost having a big play there for the Yellow Jackets.
It was a risky throw right there, and Bluffton's offense is lucky that it went through yet another defensive defender's hands. They've been getting away with a lot of these risky passes today.
Yes. So there's four wide for Gardner. He has Campbell on his left side. Looks like an option play for Plummy. He does not get much. Doesn't even get back to the original line of scrimmage. And a three and out for the Beavers. With 13:40 left to go here in the final act of play.
It's not this three and out's not as big. Bluffton's offense came out there and killed, what, 2.5 minutes?
Yeah.
And it's basically what they have to do at this point is just kill time.
Yeah. So Adam Duncan going for the fake punt. Duncan may get it. What a block there from Bluffton. Duncan gets out of bounds right around the 20-yard line. What a huge special teams fake there for the Beavers. And wouldn't you see this is a little bit of an insult to injury? I mean, that was a huge block, though.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell who had
the block.
It was
number 83.
Number 83 of the Beavers. That is. That is Isaac Payne, a sophomore tight end from Pickerington, Ohio.
But
laying the smack down on a huge block to give Duncan that running room for the first down and more.
But I feel like it kind of is insult to injury, but you want to just run out the clock, and they got 2 seconds to snap this ball. Delay game. No.
He must have got it off at the right time. Plummy in an option play. He runs to the left side trying to spin out of some tackles. Gets a decent gain there on the QB keeper. Looks like it was a gain of about five. It was first down and 10, ball in the 18. Should be second down and about six or five.
But I don't think it's any sort of type of BM, because you don't have your starting quarterback back out there, the one that's been like dominating the defense all game long. You got Plummy in there, and he's not even trying to pass the ball right now. He's running it.
No, he has five wide. He sends a man in motion to the opposite side of the field, Drake Campbell. And he tries to find Adam Duncan. Duncan, risky.
I don't know.
I don't understand what's going on. Was that a fumble? Plummy went for a quick pass to Duncan. It looked like Duncan dove for it, like lifted it up. I don't understand what's going on. There is an injured Beaver, though, on the field near Defiance's sideline. That's not good at all. That's one of their starting offensive linemen. I'm not sure, honestly, what happened at all.
That was a clown fiesta, if I could say so myself.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I don't understand how that was not whistled dead, unless Duncan was, while he was diving for it, knocked it into the air or something. But then the ball was like going through the ground and hit the ground. That's not a. I'm really baffled on what just happened.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Do you know who the down Beaver is yet?
I can't tell. It has to be one of the left side of the line. It's either Ian O'Donnell or Austin Paragon. To me, it looks like it's Ian, but I'm not quite sure.
They are having two O-linemen.
It's not Ian. Ian's standing, and it's not Caden McKellen. It has to be Austin Paragon.
Yeah, they got two linemen over there to help him up. We will see soon enough. But I. Then I let my younger coaches go do that. Not like Greg, go get thrown out of shit. What is this thing I've never seen? Go sacrifice yourself. I said, Greg, go. Go tell him. What's with him? You gotta have a sacrificial coach on your head. Of course, then the irony is better comes.
Man, they're still
treating him.
Yeah.
He's still not up and being helped out the field.
I have a listener who's watching the game on the live stream, and he believes that it's Ethan Williams, the senior right guard, who is the one who's down injured on the field for the Beavers.
That's a blow if it's Ethan. He's a senior, his senior leadership on this line. It'll be a blow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're bringing the Gator over.
Oh.
That's not good at all.
No, that is not.
So while they are attending to the injured Beaver, we will take a quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to Bluffton Beaver Football here on 96.1 The Wit.
My name is Ruth Rusi, and this is how I live United. I read to children as part of United Way's education program. It helps them create links between language and literacy and prepares them for a better academic future. I figure I have the time and they have the need. My name is Ruth Rusi. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Bluffton Beavers Football on 96.1 The Wit.
Welcome back here to Alumni Field inside Dwight Salzman Stadium. And the injured Beaver is the senior right guard, Ethan Williams. And we wish him the best of luck on whatever it may be. He is being carted off on the Gator. That's not a good sign. Florida and I wish him the best in whatever may have happened.
Yeah, I'm just glad it didn't require the ambulance to be sent out and help him. So at least it's nothing too serious. Mm-hmm. But it looks like Ethan Williams' day is done.
Now, if I'm Bluffton, though, I'm playing for Ethan, and it looks like they have Isaac Sigafoos. No, never mind. It was a turnover. all this commotion with the injured Beaver, if I forgot who was on offense for a second, and Miko goes for a throw.
So apparently it was somehow a dropped ball.
Yeah, I'm still lost on what exactly happened. So they threw it to Duncan, and Duncan must have go to try to catch it, and it must have tipped it up, which wouldn't have downed the ball. It would have been a live ball.
Then the ball got downed. I thought it was a forward pass.
Yeah, but when he hit it, it went backwards, and it must have been a live, what they would have called a fumble, I guess. I'm not sure.
But if he doesn't have like full possession of the ball, it cannot be called a fumble.
I don't know. Well, Miko hands the ball off to Bennett. Bennett runs on to the left side of the field. Gets a short little gain there on the carry.
Defense still playing great, so it's not like the weirdness of that play is going to...
Yeah. With 11:20 here to go in this final act, Bluffton still has a 34-7 lead over arch rival Defiance College. It's third down and 9 for the Yellow Jackets. Miko has 4 wide with his running back on his right side, and he's going to roll out to the right side looking for a receiver, and he's just going to throw it out of bounds with Ollie Moore bringing the pressure.
The senior D linemen, they are making sure that this quarterback has no room to breathe when it's a passing, and that's why their running back was so pivotal to their offense right now, because it's a one-dimensional offense when this running back gets stopped.
There's no question. I mean, look at in that first half, Bennett had 71 yards on the ground. He was literally carrying, not offense. And now they've shut it down, and they just can't get anything going.
Yeah, and Defiance is forced to punt again.
Yeah, Miko's punt goes out of bounds, and he doesn't even cross the 50-yard line. Looks like they're going to mark it right around the 46 of Defiance's own side of the field.
Yeah, one thing you got to admire from these players, though, is that they've really not let the trash talk from Defiance get them into this penalty-given type.
Yeah.
They have kept the game real classy, real professional, and...
That's what you like to see.
Yeah, it's what Coach D taught us when we got to this game and all the games now, and it's what Coach Krebs has been telling us from day one. Keep it classy, keep it professional.
So Plummy Gardner is back out there for quarterback position. They hand the ball up to number 9, Mark Willis Jr., the senior running back, giving the senior some action on this senior day. And with it being senior day, this is Florida 9's last football broadcast for our Bluffton career.
Yeah, I got to have 5 fun ones. And you got to have a lot more, I think.
Yeah. Color commentating the last 2 years, and this year getting thrown into play-by-play with Reed graduating. With about 10 minutes left to go, do you want to take the reins on play-by-play?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
You were quick to answer that one.
Yeah, I'm. Remember, I'm the blind guy here. I'm just telling you what I see.
Okay.
So you can. That's a delay a game or a timeout?
It might.
Timeout. No, it's a delay game.
Delay a game, yeah.
Nah, remember, the one yoke that has followed me throughout the 4 years here, it is that I am the blind guy. I'm the one that can't see, and it has not died, and I am not taking reign of this play-by-play.
But you have great football vision, though.
Maybe when I played linebacker.
Okay.
The D-line, the guy you're about to hit's right over top of you.
So Plummy hands the ball off in a 3-wide formation. All the receivers are on the near side. He hands the ball off to Mark Willis. Gets the ball across the original line of scrimmage. Gain of about 6, I would say.
And Bluffton just taking their sweet old time milking the clock right now. No rush in the world to do anything. They've got a huge lead, and now we are under 9 minutes to go.
Yeah, Gardner has three wide, one at the top of the field, two down on the near side. He's looking to throw. He's going to keep it himself, trying to make something happen with his feet. And we've seen this happen with Gardner throughout the entire season where he doesn't see anything, and it's a design quarterback running. He just takes it up the middle, gets the first down for Bluffton.
Yeah, first down, fresh set of downs, and Beavers get to burn even more time off this clock, making this comeback for Defiance look even slimmer and slimmer.
So with the end of the season, I mean, vastly approaching with 8 minutes, 8.5 minutes left to go here in the final game, and with Plummy having four wide and Mark Willis on his right side. We'll get to this after this play. He fakes the hand, fakes the throw, hands the ball off to Mark. Mark making some ways to the left side.
Let's go!
What would be some key takeaways you think that the Beavers have seen this season greatly to continue to work on to make it better for next season, and then some of the things that they struggled with to take into next season to fix?
That's kind of really hard to say because you lose a lot of your lot of seniors on offense.
And that's the big thing.
Yeah, it's really hard. It's going to be really hard to replace them for this team. But you have hope because you have
two young quarterbacks who are tremendous.
Yeah, and if you want to, you can actually put Plummy at running back because he's a great runner.
Like a halfback type, who can go out and be a receiver.
You don't have to worry about maybe your running back next year because you could put T out there again.
Darian Greeley.
Yeah, Greeley. Or you could put Plummy back there and have Noblis at quarterback, because I've just been so impressed with Noblis in all his starts this year. Yes, they all haven't been wins, but they have been really close games, and he's shown that he can be a quarterback at this level.
So a third down and 8, Gardner had four wide, both on two on each side of the field, trying to make something happen with his feet. Couldn't find a receiver down open. Gets sacked on third down and 8. The punt team will be coming out for Bluffton.
Let's see if it's what it looked like was a designed fake punt last time, because
I don't know if I'd run that again, only for a respectful manner. I mean, you have 7 minutes now left to go here in this game.
There is no respect between these two teams. Trust me.
And there's another fake punt.
And this one is...
One is a no-go on the...
Yeah, they were prepared.
It looked like that was number 83, I think, who got the ball. No. I can't... Unless he's still on the ground. I can't tell who there was... There's 34. That is Keith Holmes Jr., a freshman defensive lineman from Toledo. He went to St. Francis de Sales on the fake punt attempt.
But yeah, there's no respect between these two teams. They hate each other. They hate each other's guts. If you remember last year, there was a brawl.
And
so you know how much respect these two teams have for each other.
So Logan Miko is back out on the field for this Yellow Jackets offense. He sends a man in motion, and I think he calls a timeout.
Yeah,
I don't know if he didn't like what he saw, or unless the play clock was winding down.
I think the play clock was winding down, and he didn't have the play set.
So with that timeout, we will take a quick timeout, a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Bluffton Beaver Football here on 96.1 The Wit.
Are ye plagued by foreclosure? Well, here at Jim, Lad, and Matey, we can stop your foreclosure now. We're a mortgage rescue company, and for the small fee of everything you hold dear, we will negotiate with your lender on your behalf. Call Jim, Lad, and Matey at 1-800-YAR-YAR. That's 1-800-YAR-YAR-YAR.
If you're facing foreclosure, talk to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Bluffton Beavers Football on 96.1 The Wit.
And we are back here inside Alumni Field at Dwight Salzman Stadium. And Miko gets the snap, hands the ball off to number 4. That. I don't see it on my.
Tanner
Hughes?
Yeah, Tanner Hughes. For Defiance on that last run.
So it looks like he's out there at running back, giving the senior probably the rest of the time to rest. But I do see the senior running back there on the sideline.
Yeah, and Defiance looks to be taking their sweet old time too. So it doesn't look like they're in any hurry to try and put points on the board right now.
Miko has four wide in the pistol formation. Fakes the handoff. What a read there from Zick. But Miko has an open field. He bounces off a defender while being clung onto by Donovan Clark. What a big game there from Defiance.
Yeah, Zick was way too a reader on that one.
Yeah, he smacked the crap out of Tanner Hughes.
Yeah, he forgot his coaching for a second there and was like, I'm gonna go kill the running back real quick. And that left a wide open hole for the quarterback to run.
The timeout called. Defiance will take their second timeout of the half. And most of this last 5:41 left here on the game clock would just be getting some of the seniors who don't play as much during the rest of the season, get those guys in there, get some reps on their senior day. For both teams, honestly, and we saw it on Bluffton's last drive when they were giving the ball off to senior running back Mark Willis.
Yeah, I was so happy to see Mark out there running the ball. It was just great seeing him get out there and get some playing time.
So we have a scoring update. It's 70-6, Rose Holman over Earlham. 70-6.
That is BM. That is unsportsmanlike. They should not be running the score up on Earlham like
that. That is insane. Miko back out there on the field with four wide, three on the far side. There's a screen there for Bennett. Bennett doesn't get much, though. Nice play there for Bluffton's defense to snuff that out.
Yeah, we were talking about Bluffton trying being a little BME with that first fake punt, but that's just uncalled for, running the score up that much on Earlham.
Franklin is winning over Hanover with 8 minutes left. They're up 20-17 there in the fourth quarter. So a close one there between Franklin and Hanover. Two teams who we unfortunately dropped those games against, but they were close games.
Yeah.
Motion for a receiver for Defiance. Miko drops back, hands the ball off to Bennett. Bennett has a wide open lane on the right side of the field, gets the first down and more. He gets out right around the 25-yard line. Yard line gets met by a Bluffton defender.
All right. The coaches need to reel this team back in. They are starting to not do what they've been coached to do. They're not following the game plan.
Yeah.
And, yes, Bluffton's up big. Yeah, they could probably afford to give up a touchdown. But it just you don't like seeing your defense, who's been playing phenomenal all game long, break what they've been doing and just giving up all these plays.
So with right around the 4 minute mark left to go here in the fourth quarter, Miko has four wide. He has Joe Webb behind him in the pistol. He hands the ball off to Webb, and Webb is plowing through. They have three senior running backs who now they're trying to rotate in and out to get some playing time. They have Corey Bennett, who's their lead back. 5'8", 173-pound running back. And then Joe Webb, who's 5'11", 208-pound, more of their power back. They also have Tanner Hughes, their senior running back, who's about 5'9", 200 pounds, who's their other power running back as well. Miko, four wide, three at the far side of the field, one down on the near side. He's looking for a receiver, and he finds one open. Incomplete pass. I think the ball might have hit the ground before it got to his intended receiver. I do believe that was number 34, Alex Richards Hernandez. He's also listed as a running back. He's a sophomore, though. 6 foot, 215-pound football player. So with 3 minutes left, 3:15, clock stop at the incomplete pass. It's third down and 5, ball in the 20. Bluffton has a 34-7 lead, looking at a victory on the year. Their third victory, I do believe, on the year. Miko trying to find something. He felt the pressure. He just throws it away. Doesn't want to take another big hit from this senior defensive line.
Yeah, now it's obviously four down territory.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I think one of the things
that and it's still playing hard. Yeah. You got to give it to them. At least they're still playing their hearts out for both sides.
I think that was intentional grounding.
What?
There was a flag out there. They called an intentional grounding there on Logan Miko.
So
fourth down and very long here for the Yellow Jackets. I would assume they would go for it.
I mean, what is there to lose at this point?
Right.
I mean, you got 3 minutes, 11 seconds left. You're down by a lot. You kind of got to go for it.
So they hand the ball off to their senior running back, Bennett. And Bennett is breaking through a lot of tackles, and he's still pushing. He's trying to get to that first down marker. He almost does, but they're going to mark him three or four yards short. That'll be a turnover on downs. What a valiant effort there from Corey Bennett on that run.
That was amazing to watch. He did not want to go down right there. He wanted that first down more than anything. But finally, enough Beavers were able to swarm him and stop him.
Yeah, I mean, what a great send-off, though. I would assume Bluffton would just try to kill as much clock with 3 minutes here left to go. Mark Willis is still out there at running back. Plummet Garner is still out there at quarterback. He has four wide, two on each side of the field, and Mark Willis just gets met right behind the line. Looks like he lost about 1 yard there on the carry.
Yeah, and Bluffton's just going to simply run the clock out.
Yeah.
And call it a season. And what a way to end the season.
Oh, no question about it.
Having Defiance come into your home and just blowing them out of the water.
Protecting home field, putting a show on for the home crowd on senior day. What a great way to send off this senior class with a dominant victory over Defiance. Now, there's still 2 minutes left to go, and Plummy in shotgun formation takes the ball up the middle. He's going to keep it himself. Looks like he might have got across that first down marker.
They're giving it to him.
That might have been the nail in the coffin for Defiance.
For
35 seconds, I do believe, for each play clock, with about 2 or 3 yards, that could be it. Or 2 or 3 plays, I should say. That could be it.
I feel like the nail in the coffin happened at halftime because Bluffton was just playing out of their minds. They weren't letting Defiance get anything, and they just continued it. I feel like Defiance didn't have a chance today.
Gardner has three wide with Mark Willis still out there at running back. He's trying to make something happen. He's plowing through some of that left side of the defensive line. It's a good 3 or 4 yard gain there on the carry. We're just at the 120 mark here left to go in the fourth quarter. Second down and 6, ball on the 34-yard line. And with under 70 seconds left to go, Bluffton knows they have this one in the bag. Gardner has three wide. He motions Willis to his right side. He's awaiting the snap. Gets it. Hands the ball off to Willis. Willis plowing through that line. Just a yard short of the first down marker.
And
I think Bluffton called a timeout.
No.
Did they?
Wait. 7 second difference on the clock.
Defiance, I think Defiance called their final timeout.
Okay.
Defiance calls their final timeout of the game. I wouldn't be surprised if this is just to get some of those seniors, like we mentioned, on the field.
Yeah.
With 45 seconds left to go, let them in their football career on the field. I mean, what a ride, honestly. What a ride this season for me and you calling these games this year than my last 2 years being color commentator. I can't believe it's coming to an end, man.
Please don't start with me. I've already had to deal with this all week long.
I'm sorry.
And Friday night with the seniors around the bonfire. I don't need to go through this a second time.
All right.
Or a third time.
All right. Well, Plummy gets the snap. You know, keeping himself running to the right, left side, excuse me, gets the first down, gets across the 45-yard line.
And that is game.
And that should end the game. Coach Krebs is trying to signal his team to come to the sidelines.
Yep, clock is running. That is game. Your Beavers come out on top.
Yeah, with 20 seconds now left on the game clock. This is all but done. Bluffton keeping home field, coming in and hosting arch rival Defiance and shutting. To a sense, they shut him out. Defiance still got a score on the board, but they couldn't get anything going after that.
Yeah, they had that one. They had that one really nice drive where their running back did everything for them on that drive, but halftime came, the coach Runda and the defense, they made adjustments to account for him, and they shut him out in the second half, and you could see how much that Defiance offense struggled when they didn't have their running back.
Oh yeah, no question. Defiance could not get anything going once this second half started. They were relying on their running back, and Bluffton just shut them out in that second half. Florida Night will take a quick 60-second break, and we'll bring you post-game analysis here on 96.1 The Wit.
Wow, yeah, since the storm, it's been crazy busy for us. We got all kinds of office desks coming in. Now, here's a fancy one right here. It's missing a leg, but that's all right. Whatever. Washers and dryers from a laundromat. Oh, wow, and check this out. Another deep fryer. And I'm not sure what this doohickey is. Yeah, most businesses weren't ready for a storm like that, you know. But our work's really piling up here at Roberts & Son Salvage.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Bluffton Beavers Football on 96.1 The Wit.
Welcome back here to Alumni Field inside Dwight Salzman Stadium. Again, the final score here for Bluffton against the Defiance Yellow Jackets is 34-7. Bluffton keeping home field advantage, that feeling strong, coming out and putting on a show for their home crowd.
Yeah, they put on a clinic today. They played four quarters of flawless football.
Bluffton finishes the year 3-7 overall, 3-5 in the HCAC, and with the game now in the books, the season now in the books, Floyd, what was one of the big things that you liked, not only in this game, but in the season?
The evolution of the players, because it was not looking pretty the first couple weeks, but now you look at them and they look like the team that was here last year.
Yeah.
They look like they are all here together, and they look like they're ready to continue where we left off.
No question about it. The big thing for next year is, how are you going to replace this very, very talented senior class?
You go out and you recruit the people you think can help you fill those shoes or get them close to it. Because we've lost Micah Roberson a couple years ago.
And last year, actually.
Last year. And one of the big questions was who could replace him. And you saw all the senior receivers.
I mean, it wasn't even one. Yeah. It wasn't just one. It was everybody. And that's what I like about it. Like, you, and that's the kind of the thing that we're looking at heading into basketball season, which starts here soon, with the loss of Casey Rao and Macy Shearer on the women's side. Talking to Coach Shuttler, is like, who are you going to have step in and fill in those shoes? And he's like, it's not just going to be one person. It's going to be everybody. It's going to be the team in general. They have to step up. And that's the same with this football squad heading into next season. It's not just going to be one person. It's going to be everybody having to step up, take their place as a Bluffton Beaver, as a Beaver on this football team.
Yeah, this team, you say goodbye to some of the most talented players they've seen in my 4 years here, but you still have Yon Boyd, you still have Dana, you still have
electric. You still have talent.
Yes, you still have the talent. And if you just fill in a couple key pieces, a couple new receivers, because you're losing
three or four.
Yeah, you're losing a lot of that. And you get Nobles or Plummy or whoever you feel is your best quarterback more comfortable next season and ready to go, you'll be fine. The defense, I have no doubt it's going to be the best defense in the conference, in my heart. I feel that this team is finally over the growing pains of having a new head coach come in. And I think in Coach Krepp's second tenure with this team, that this team is going to finish off what Coach D started all those years ago.
No question about it, Floyd. I couldn't have said it better myself. I don't have anything else to add, do you?
Thank you for coming out and listening to us. I've been Floyd Krajovic, and this has been Tyler Avila.
We're not signing off yet.
Really?
I mean, you can sign off if you want to head out. I got something else to say.
Right.
Not football related, but I mean, this is my last football game as the play-by-play commentator here for Bluffton. And, man, what a ride. Thank you for coming in and being my wingman, I should say, this season. It was a fun ride. I couldn't have asked for a better partner calling these games. I want to thank Marathana Prothrow, our director for the WIT, Dave Woodward, who has given me a path for radio, and them giving me this opportunity to be the voice of the Beavers. This will be my last time signing off football-wise, but I will be back. Don't worry, you can't lose me that quick. I'll be back for basketball here in a couple of weeks, as the men will have their first home game on Wednesday, November 21st. Yes, that is the first day of Thanksgiving break. So, signing off, as Floyd was trying to say before I cut him off. Do you want to sign off?
You ruined it.
I'm sorry, buddy. Signing off from Alumni Field inside Dwight Salzman Stadium. This has been Tyler Avila and Floyd Krajovic, and also in the booth having great pregame and halftime shows, Trent Mast and James Hudson. Thank you for tuning in to Bluffton in Defiance, and thank you for listening to Bluffton Beaver Football here on 96.1 The Wit.
That's the end of the game. Stay tuned all year for Bluffton Beavers athletics coverage on air and online from 96.1 The Wit.